Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Masterpiece Live Conference Call Network. Tonight, I am your hostess, Antonia Huggins, with my dear friend, Sifu James Fu. And tonight, we're going to be doing a Qigong energy transmission specifically for the liver to assist in releasing anger. As those of you that have been following us know, there were quite intense energies that came on the planet starting December 21st, 2014, and they're here to assist. They're here to help clean up. They're what we call boosting energies. So they're to boost whatever it is that you need to address, to clear out. But on the other side, they're also here to boost with whatever new projects you are starting that are more in line with oneness or assisting and going forward. So tonight's program specifically, we've been doing a series of programs each month on a different organ to assist with that. Tonight is specifically for the liver, although we do a little bit of going through all of the organs when we host these transmissions. But tonight is a more specific focus on the liver and more particularly to assist to release anger. I know that I've been getting emails from people letting us know that they're going through a lot of very turbulent, intense emotions, and anger definitely is one of them. And that is why we have tonight. So with that, welcome, Sifu James.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. So I think let's just address two quick questions, and then we'll do a quick pause, and then I'll start the transmission, which is why the liver, and how come anger gets stored in the liver? So why didn't we look at? I know that when we were looking at what to do tonight, and we were discussing what will best serve right now, we both felt that anger and the liver were good. So, do you with your gift of seeing energy, do you see why anger is stored in the liver, or is that just something that we've been kind of handed down in knowledge and knowing over all the years?
The way I see it is just when you get angry, mm-hmm. all I see is your liver actually change color. That's how I know anger is associated with liver.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Because if you just relax now, we can do by experiments, right?
Right.
Now, when I transmit anger, she will feel how you collapse, which part of the organs is collapsing, okay?
Yeah, so for me, I feel a slight tightening on the right side, but also I find it difficult to breathe.
Okay, now you know that's associated, because I send out the anger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Let me
go
put
ahead.
You back into normal.
Yes, please, let's do that. I think we have enough anger going around.
Okay.
It feels better. Okay. Another question I thought we'd answer before we start is often people ask, when we're doing these transmissions, how should they be? Or what should they be focusing on? Like, for example, tonight we're doing anger. Should they be focusing on anger? Should they be focusing on somebody that they're angry with? What is the way to receive the most amount of benefit and assistance when we are doing these energy transmissions?
Now, what we're trying to do is to release the anger within you. So basically, all you have to do is just relax. And when we start the energy transmission, you just relax and look inside that particular organ and tell them to open up and let the anger energy out and that's all you need to do.
Mm. Well, that's
so easy.
You don't
have to do anything special, yeah.
That is so easy. So for those of you that miss that, when we're doing the transmissions, whatever the organs that we're working on, just relax and, you know, let see if Fujian's guide you through the process, or myself when I start the process, and then just allow the organ to open up and release. Okay? So it's that easy. It really is. Okay. So unless there's anything specifically you'd like to address now, actually, I should mention, for those of us that are in the, for those of you that are in the Toronto area, are going to be in the Toronto area, as the email went out today said, we're having a Christmas celebration, or a December celebration, really, on December the 6th. And the details went out in the email today. Those of you that are local, we'd love for you to join us. It's a potluck gathering. And after the early lunch part will be the potluck gathering. And then after that, Sifu James will do a Feng Shui talk for 2015. I will try to record it so that we can post it up. But unfortunately, often it depends on how good the lighting is. So we will do our best to video record it and get it up for those that can't be there. So we'll see. We'll see how that works. Sometimes it works and sometimes it just doesn't. Okay. But for those of you that are local, stay tuned to the emails and you'll get more details. And then there'll be a posting up on my site, masterpeacelife.com, and on Sifu James' site, which is jamesfu.ca, and also posted on Facebook. Okay? So if there's nothing else, anything else you want to address before we get started, James?
No, let's go.
Let's go. And a quick comment also is, how are the energies that are coming in changing, or are they still in the same sort of boosting range, or has there been any change to the energies coming in right now?
The energy is actually changing for this month. You can feel is really try to open you up and let all your negative emotion to go.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the best time.
Mm-hmm. So really, the November should be a good month to let yourself
just
release
let all
whatever.
The stress. Yeah, release all the stress. This is mm-hmm. the month.
Excellent. Okay, everybody. So it's time to say goodbye to stress and let it all flow out. Okay. Okay, then you know what? Then I'm going to do a quick reset of the system, and then I'll guide you through the process, and then at the very end, we'll come back and just connect. This is a silent process, so once we start after I guide you through an exercise that we call sharpening the mind, Sifu James will just quietly take over, and then when we end, we'll gently call you back into your body. But in the interim, it's just silence, so allow yourself to sit or lie down in a comfortable place, so that you are in a relaxed state, okay? So 1 second, everybody.